Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Cloud Atlas is the year's most astounding film, and it's a great film to see with Hurricane Sandy in mind. To say that Cloud Atlas is an epic is an understatement. Cloud Atlas is epic in every sense, in concept, in screenplay, in casting, in directing, cinematography, editing, and sound. Also production design. Cloud Atlas is akin to the Hollywood epics of Cecil B. DeMille. Look for several Oscar nominations for Cloud Atlas. Cloud Atlas recalls what big studio films do best, and yet it's an indie film at heart, albeit with a $100 million budget. Cloud Atlas shows us new ways of looking at the world and new ways of thinking about the universe. This is bold, groundbreaking cinema. It's the kind of film you will need to and want to see more than once. Cloud Atlas is cinematic poetry. Perhaps what's most fascinating about Cloud Atlas is the multiple roles played by leading actors, Tom Hanks and Halle Berry, who each play six roles. It's as if you're watching a film by a theater repertoire group. The rep group includes six roles each played by Hugh Grant, Jim Broadbent, Hugo Weaving, Jim Sergis, and Duna Bay. Susan Sarandon, Ben Whitshaw, Keith David, James Darcy, Jian Zhao, David Yassi each play three or more roles. From one role to the other, each of the actors is nearly unrecognizable. Each creates a distinctive character for his or her role. With six multiple storylines spanning centuries, locales, and even other universes, watching Cloud Atlas is at times like channel surfing, and yet not as annoying. Directors Lana and Andy Wachowski of The Matrix and its sequels fame, and Tom Tykwer of Run Lola Run, who co-wrote the screenplay based on the 2004 novel by David Mitchell. They move the film at a fever pitch, call it The Matrix Unloaded. The philosophical linchpin of Cloud Atlas is that everything and everyone is connected. At the film's center is a beautiful score by Reinhold Heil, Johnny Kimmick, and Tom Tykwer, with the Cloud Atlas Sextet, which in fact inspires the film's title. Get your head into Cloud Atlas. Cloud Atlas is MPAA rated R for violent language, sexuality, nudity, and some drug use. At the box office October 26, with the East Coast bracing for Hurricane Sandy, Argo moved from number 2 to number 1. Cloud Atlas opened at number 3. Silent Hill Revelation 3D opened at number 2. Fun Size opened at 11, Chasing Mavericks opened at 12. Opening November 2nd is Wreck-It Ralph. John C. Reilly voices the title character, a video game villain who wants to be a hero at the arcade, in the animation comedy featuring the voices of Jane Lynch and Sarah Silverman. Flight. Robert Zemeckis returns to live-action filmmaking to direct Denzel Washington as a drug-addicted commercial airline pilot. The Man with the Iron Fists, Russell Crowe, and Lucy Liu star, and RZA of music's Wu-Tang Clan fame directs the action film about a hunt for gold in feudal China. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the Movies for WDIY.